Merci beaucoup Zoran, merci beaucoup pour avoir été concis et rapide dans cette présentation qui va être suivie par la présentation de Kultnat par Hala Barakat. Puis je crois que dans les questions, je crois que la Commission européenne a suivi attentivement la présentation et nous parlerons des projets futurs qui vous intéressent et pour lesquels vous êtes très demandeurs, j'imagine. Merci. Voilà, Kultnat. Merci Alain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's a great honor and a real pleasure for me to be here today and to be able to present to you the work that we've been doing in the Center for Documentation of Cultural Heritage, Culture and Natural Heritage in Egypt. And short for it is Kultnat. This center belongs to the Bibliothèque Alexandrienne, to the Library of Alexandria, one of the centers affiliated to the library, but it is in Cairo, I will show you now. We also have the support of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. This is the name of our center, Center for Documentation of Culture and Natural Heritage. We started in January 2000, and this is our website. By heritage, we understand the various components. Sounds like my phone. I'm just scared. So we include the culture as well as the natural heritage, and within the cultural heritage, we cover the tangible as well as the intangible cultural heritage. Tangible heritage for us includes museums, archaeological sites, architectural heritage, objects in museums, etc. And the intangible would cover the music, the folklore, the art, the ancient photographs, etc. In order to do this documentation of our heritage, we use information technology components, such as databases, multimedia, geographical information system to locate the archaeological sites or architectural features, the global positioning system, photogrammetry, and we use photogrammetry as well as other means in order to create 3D models and a virtual reality reconstruction for archaeological sites for downtown Cairo, etc., as I will show you now. This is how our center looks like. It is located in the Smart Village in Cairo on the Cairo-Alexandria Road. It's a new development. It groups the buildings of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology as well as most of the private sector information technology companies, computer companies and telecommunication companies in Egypt. So it's a sort of a micro mini Silicon Valley. Just to give you a feel of how it looks like, we have many facilities highly equipped meeting rooms, a digital library, our small library, an auditorium that hosts 100 people. Everything is connected, and this is our cafeteria. That's where we have our lunch break. It's also a gallery at the same time with temporary exhibits that change every month, mainly exhibitions concerning the Egyptian heritage. And then we have also on the ground floor a display area that tries to show our visitors. We offer a guided tour to the Kultnat, applications of what we do in the first and the second floor. So the ground floor, these were the monitors showing the different programs, some exhibitions, permanent or temporary exhibitions of some of our interests and subjects of interest to us. This is a hall called the Contribution of the Arabs and Islamic Civilization to Science. In this case, we're showing contributions of the scientists, of Muslim and Arab scientists to the science of astronomy. And this is our hall that we call the Kulturama. The Kulturama is a development that was created at Kultnat. It's an interactive nine-screen application on which we can put various information in a multi-layered way that we can manipulate using the mouse, so we can have layers of information. This is my boss, Dr. Fathi Saleh. I think many of you have seen him in other places presenting CultNat. In this case, he's showing on the Culturama the pharaonic timeline, the timeline of the Egyptian civilization. And because it's a nine screens and because we have 180 degrees, we can show on the whole of almost 9 meters the 6,000 years of civilization. And we can then add on for each personality, important personality for each era, the information. You can click, you can go inside, you can see temples, you can have a virtual tool within a temple or a pyramid. So it's an infinite tool that we can use for different applications. For example, here is showing what we call the mathematical papyrus, the Rind mathematical papyrus, which is not in Egypt, but is in mostly in the British Museum. Part of it is in the Metropolitan Museum or the Brooklyn Museum in New York. And here we have we can show it, and then we can click on it, and we can solve we can show how the Egyptians solved mathematical problems at the time. So basically, our mission is documentation of the Egyptian heritage, which is an essential step within the national strategy for the cultural heritage management. We use the latest information technology for the documentation of this heritage. And we are concerned with different aspects of the cultural, tangible and intangible, as well as the natural heritage. And then we also strive to disseminate this information through the different media and products. We've created a number of programs in order to be able to accomplish our mission. For the tangible heritage, we have started with the archaeological map of Egypt. And the architectural heritage, we started with Cairo, and now we're dealing with the architectural heritage. It's the architectural heritage during the last two centuries of Cairo, but also other cities and towns. The Islamic manuscripts, the scientific Islamic manuscripts, hosted in the National Library of Egypt in Cairo, but also other sources of manuscripts. For the intangible, we have the musical heritage program, mainly concerned with the Egyptian musical heritage. We are also working with the ancient, with the old photographs, which we call the photographic memory of Egypt. And one of our main interests is also the Egyptian folklore, traditions, folklore, popular songs and music, etc. Our other programs include the natural heritage, and also many studies and reports in collaboration with different entities such as UNESCO, for example. With UNESCO together, we produce a strategic approach to Egypt's cultural heritage. And our international relations officer and department makes sure that we have many collaboration in different areas with different international organizations such as UNESCO, the European Union, with IBM in the United States, etc. So, of course, as has been mentioned by Marie-Thérèse this morning, we are partners in the Stramon project, and we are also partners in the Metcalf project, which we have hosted the workshop in Egypt about. So the idea, the concept of CultNat would be to look at our heritage either horizontally. For example, we can then show on a digital geographical information system a map of all the archaeological sites in Egypt and superimpose on it a natural heritage found in the area, in the same region, and then old photographs for it, and then also what people are still doing that we consider as folkloric heritage. We can either look at it horizontally or vertically. Take an area, for example, Fayoum, and look at what people, how people deal with tradition today, but what is there also from the point of view of biodiversity, of architectural heritage, old photographs for the area, and the archaeological sites. All this, of course, is made possible through the information technology that we use. The first program that we started with was this digital or geographical information system for an archaeological map for Egypt. where we have on our interface a map for Egypt on which we have located all the archaeological sites, located through a geographical positioning system, and linked to a geographical to a database that has basic information about each site. So when you click this red star, shows us, for example, the Giza plateau, and it tells us that we have here necropolis, it's old kingdom, fourth dynasty, basic information. If you're more interested in the Giza plateau, then we click on the site, and we have further information about it. And if we want to go into the details, we can go into the details what we call the monument level. Then in this case, we can choose, for example, a mastaba. In this case, we have a demo for the mastaba of Kar, and we can have a virtual tour within the mastaba. We can get closer to the walls of the mastaba, and we can even have a translation of the hieroglyphs on the walls in English or Arabic. Wow, okay, I got quick. We've produced a number of atlases covering the whole of Egypt for all the archaeological sites found in Egypt. We're now finalizing the one on Luxor, which was, of course, most of the work was done there, in collaboration with the Supreme Council of Antiquities, that is the Ministry of Culture in Egypt. We have a similar project also for the architectural heritage, in which we have a geographical information system, in this case for Cairo. It was produced on a CD, which you can have a virtual tour in Cairo. You can look at, you can search by the buildings, by the address, or by the name of the building, or by the name of the architect, and then you can get information about the building. You can get old photographs for it, and also new and actual photographs for the building. You can have information about an architect. If you're interested in an architect, you know what. Why are we interested in this architectural heritage? Maybe just a quick word, because this is the Cairo of the Khedivi Ismail. It's the Cairo of the 19th and 20th century. It was mainly Italian and French architects. It has a very particular style and is definitely an important part of our heritage. So, and because of the modern development in Cairo, we are losing many of these old buildings, and it was very important to document it before it disappears. Also, to be able to manage it eventually. The scientific Islamic manuscripts is also an important program that deals with the manuscripts in various places in Egypt. We do a digitization of it, and we produce publications. This was a publication with the UNESCO, our first CD dealing with the medicinal sciences, where we have seven manuscripts that were completely digitized, and you can flip through it, you can read it, you can enlarge it, you can work with it as if you are without having to deal with the manuscript itself. The natural map is another side of CultNat, natural heritage map. This is a compilation of all the information that we have about protected areas in Egypt and their components from animals and plants. So we start with a protected, digitized protected area map on which we have information about the protected areas. We have 27 protected areas in Egypt, interesting from point of view, different geologically or zoologically or botanically. And then it's also, the information comes from a number of databases about complete survey and information about the mammals, the birds, the reptiles of Egypt, but also the plants of Egypt. A number of publications trying to link the natural with the cultural through a guide to plants of ancient Egypt, for example, or publications destined for younger audience. The Wild World of Egypt is a simplified CD about the animals, the wild animals in Egypt, or books about plants for children. These are a number of publications from the music, our musical program. We started with the Egyptian diva, Umm Kulthum, who produced a book with all her works and a CD with excerpts from her songs all along her long career, musical career. She was a singer. And then Salama Hegazi, who's a composer, Said Darwish is a composer, and now we've produced Muhammad Abdul Wahab, who's another composer. For the photographic memory, we worked closely with the grandson of Leonard, one of the photographers who came, an Austrian photographers who came to Egypt at the turn of the century, and left a huge treasure of photographs from all over the country, worked with them, and we produced a CD, including the scanning of the glass negatives, of 1,400 glass negatives. So it produced very high quality pictures that were then put together, organized into a form of a database with information about each picture. And you can look through it, you can choose what you like, and you can see how Egypt looked like in 1920s. For the folkloric heritage, this is a close collaboration between us and the Department of Folklore at the university. We're trying to first create a sort of a basis for the documentation of the folkloric heritage of Egypt that could also work for other Arab countries, and then try to feed in the information about the folklore. By folklore, we of course include the epics, the songs, the popular songs, but we also include the traditions such as moulids, etc. So we've produced a thesaurus for the folklore for the first time, a terminology that will help other Arab countries and also the Egyptians document their folklore in a very scientific way. We have several awards and prizes, of course. I will not go through it, so I don't have time even for it. One of our products that we are proud of is a website called eternalegypt.org in collaboration with IBM USA that has won many prizes, still winning a lot of prizes, but it is definitely the ultimate website about the Egyptian civilization. So I do encourage you to have a look at it. This is the interface of it. It has a lot of technological innovations and also very interesting information. CalNet was responsible for the content entirely, including the photography, the three-dimensional models, and IBM was responsible for the technological innovation, from which, of course, as a private sector, they have several patents out of it. Okay, I will not go through it, the Committee of Culture, but thank you very much for your attention.